listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community in using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music. Hey everybody, this is Jim Gavin here from the Key of Awesome Music podcast, where we talk about all things awesome, especially as they pertain to music. Today's episode, yep, you guessed it, I'm out on a walk. Usually I'm out on a walk or a hike, and I'm alone, and I'm sort of spewing out a monologue that I have in my head for whatever I want to get out that day. Well, today is something different. This is my first ever interview with somebody else on the show. I'm on a walk right now, but I'm accompanied by a man named Michael. I'm going to leave his last name out of this right now for a little bit of privacy and protection for his part. So I'm here with Michael. We meet every Monday, even before social distancing and quarantining. We'll be meeting every single Monday night to exercise, whether it's going to the Special Olympics gym to work out, whether it's to go to a local park and play soccer or basketball, or to go for a walk, and a brisk walk at that. So, just wanted to give you guys a little background on it. Michael is an adult male who I used to spend time with a lot when I worked at a company called Allies. Now, since I've been on my own, I've been spending time with Michael once a week. And during this time of social distancing and quarantining, I've been spending time with Michael twice a week. Mondays and Tuesdays, right?
Right.
Mondays, we usually get together and go on a really fast walk somewhere, either across the way from the Hamilton train station. There's a cool sort of loop we can do. Today, we're at Mercer County Park, going on a very brisk walk through some various trails. And on Tuesday, lately, we've been getting together at a local park to his house, bring the soccer ball, we work on different soccer skills. So, Michael.
Yeah?
You know, I asked these questions randomly to you.
Yeah.
I know you told me this before when we first saw each other today.
Yeah.
But just really quickly, how old are you?
I'm gonna be
31. 31, my man. I got 5 years on you. Which means you're 5 years younger than me, which is cool.
Yeah.
What'd you do this weekend, Michael?
We just went for a long hang out with my family, eating eat burgers and all kinds of stuff.
Beautiful, man. Look at that. Eating burgers, hanging out with family. You told me you went to Rossi's earlier too, right?
Yeah.
And it was Father's Day this weekend.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm sure Dad enjoyed that, right?
Yeah.
Cool. So, pretty cool. I usually ask Michael that question. I also wanted to mention that Michael is by far probably the nicest person I've ever met. And is very kind, respectful, and polite. Let's turn around here, okay?
Okay.
So we'll head back in. And is an extremely good athlete. I mean, if you put him in a three-point contest, he'd probably win. No joke. He's bowled a 300 in bowling, right?
Right.
In the past, which is a perfect game. He does very well with mechanics and aiming when it comes to different things with sports. So it's always nice to play sports with him because he challenges me. And just so you're aware, Michael is living with autism, which is super cool because, like I said, nicest person and is extremely good at sports. No joke. And he plays tennis and he's really good at tennis. I've played tennis with him, and he can give a lot of people a run for their money, and probably people that do it professionally. But at any rate, we'll go back to talking a little bit more about some questions I sometimes ask Michael. I just wanted you to get to know him today. He's a very special individual. Means a lot to me in my life. So, and I'm so thankful that I'm able to spend time with him, even after leaving Allies, because I made a good impression on his parents. And so I spend time with him now twice a week,
working out, exercising, doing some good physical work. So that's good for your body, which is also good for your mind. All right, so next question, Michael. Let's see here. What is your favorite song? Do you have one?
Let's see. Go, Johnny, go.
Go, Johnny, go. That's probably is right, right?
Yeah.
We listen to that a lot. Johnny Be Good, right? From
yeah.
Chuck Berry.
Yeah.
What's your favorite movie?
I'll see. Grease Lightning.
Yes, Grease. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Now, you like Grease Lightning? That's your favorite song from the movie?
Yeah.
Because they got other ones, like You're the One That I Want. Isn't there one called, like, Beauty School Dropout or something like that?
Yeah.
And Summer Lovin', right?
Yeah.
Those are probably the really big ones from that movie. Very cool. On Mondays, what do you usually eat for dinner? Usually.
I just eat macaroni. I just eat salad and stuff.
Yep, that's right. Usually it's macaroni salad, right?
Yeah.
It's a traditional Monday night dinner. I like it. Very cool. If you were to play an instrument, a musical instrument, what would it be if you could choose one? What would be your favorite one to play?
I like to play the guitar.
Yes. That's my favorite instrument too. Well, actually, if I'm being really honest, drums are probably my favorite instrument, but
yeah.
I'm the best at guitar than I am on any other instrument.
Yeah.
Very cool. What are your plans for this summer? Since today is actually summer now, June 22nd, right?
Just hang outside, go swimming, and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, hanging out outside and going swimming, beautiful. Are you guys going on vacation this year? I know you have family that lives in Michigan.
Well,
are you going out there this summer or no?
No, I'm just hanging out with my farm, myself. Just Mom and Jesse, they're going on vacation.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
Not everybody. This is kind of a interesting time, right? We're living in right now.
Yeah.
Where vacation might not be in the cards. And there's nothing wrong with that, right?
Right.
All right. So, we'll take a quick little pause here.
Okay.
And I'm going to do a little bit more of a monologue, just so you know, Michael, okay?
Okay.
So, it's good to get the mind active, right? We are working out, going fast. You could tell we're kind of taking breaths in between talking because we're moving fast. We're probably walking at a 15-minute mile pace right now, which I know some people that might not be able to run at a 15-minute mile pace, and it could even be a little quicker than that. But it's a beautiful thing when we can really get to know one another and, you know, give each other the time of day. That's really the best thing that we can do, because it shows that you care when you can do that. And asking questions, it's not to be annoying, right?
Yeah.
Asking questions is just to learn more about each other.
Yeah.
And learn what maybe our likes and our dislikes are. Because
yeah.
You never know until you ask. You know what? Let's go turn around this way. Sorry. Let's go through this trail.
Okay.
We could stay in the shade a little bit more. Today's pretty hot.
All
it's right. Like 85 out right now, and it's only probably quarter after 11 in the morning.
Okay.
So it's going to be a scorcher today.
Yeah.
We're sweating to the oldies today, right, Michael?
Yeah.
All right. So let's get back to a couple more questions, okay?
Okay.
What's your favorite sport?
I'll say bowling.
Bowling? Is it because you're really good at it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. I feel like that soccer was my favorite because I became quite proficient at it.
Yeah.
And it was just fun to run.
Mm-hmm.
I like to run.
Yeah.
Stay active like that. Cool. Uh, Do you play any video games?
I play Super Mario.
Yes. That's a classic, that one.
Yeah.
What gaming system do you use? Is it Nintendo? Is it Xbox? Or what gaming system?
I do the Nintendo game.
Nintendo. Now, is it Super Nintendo, Nintendo, or Nintendo 64?
This is Super Nintendo.
Ah, there you go. Because I know there's different ones.
Yeah.
I haven't played a video game in a long time. We sometimes use Wii Sports Resort on the gaming system Wii. It's, so we use that. Sometimes we play Jeopardy on that show, on that gaming system too.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I'm going to get one last question for Michael because I know I'm asking a lot, but it's okay. Like, the point of this is so that we get to know a little bit more about Michael and, you know, to show everybody that just because somebody might have something like autism doesn't mean we shouldn't get to know them. Michael's extremely talented at everything I've seen him do. No joke. I'm not making that up. I'm not just saying that now to make him feel good. It's true. And the fact that it might make him feel good is actually a bonus. But you really are talented at like everything you do, Michael.
Yeah.
And if we don't give people the time of day and talk to them and really show that we care and ask questions and try to support them in the best way that we can, then we might be missing out on a great relationship, a great friendship with somebody. And that would be a shame, because life's too short to judge a book by its cover and to not give somebody the time of day. We all deserve the time of day. And not the literal time of day by looking at what time it is on your watch or the clock, but spending time with somebody, really being present in the moment, not worrying about what else is going on in the world, except for what is going on right here and now with whoever you are with. So, my call to action today for everybody is to spend some time with someone that you haven't in a while. Put your smartphone down, right? That's what it's about. Put the phone down and really talk to somebody, because you never know what you might be missing, and you never know what you might learn that can help you become a better version of yourself. So that's it for today, guys. This is Jim Gavin signing off from the Key of Awesome Music Podcast. Michael, could you say bye-bye to everybody?
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We love you and appreciate you. Have a great day, okay? Bye-bye.
You warm at night when you are cold. I'll grab some blankets from my bed, wrap them around your chest, and I'll pull you close. We'll flip some channels to find out there's nothing on right now to ease your mind. Sit back, relax, there is no rush, no need to speed things up. All we have is forget about the past. Time to figure out a way to make this moment last. To make this moment last. To make this moment last. alive. And everything else in between, just trust my heart, you'll see, will slowly come in time. To think about the future, forget about the past. Time to figure out a way to make this moment last. To make this moment last. To make this moment last. Sunsets, I won't let you forget that I need you. Spring comes and spring goes, forever you will know that I love you. Sunrises, sunsets, I won't let you forget that I need you. Spring comes and spring goes, forever you will know that I love you. bless me every morning when you give me yet to be. Your presence is heartwarming. I believe when I can't see, still the more.